You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is Wednesday, and that's time to talk our state's history.
I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
In our current age of instant access media and nonstop consumerism, it's kind of hard to believe that only 50 years ago, Michigan had a law banning most businesses from being open on Sunday. The law, which was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1962, fell into the category of blue laws. Here now to give a more detailed explanation is the Michigan History Center's Rachel Clark. Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you.
So let us cut right to the chase. Exactly what are blue laws?
Blue laws are, or were, laws that were set out to regulate behavior on the Sabbath, or the first day of the week, which Michigan law determined that the first day of the week would be Sunday or the Sabbath. That's the language of the law.
And were the laws that were trying to regulate behavior on a Sunday, have they been around since Michigan gained statehood in 1837, or did these kind of develop and build ahead of steam over time?
Some of the early laws actually started as early as 1820 during Michigan's territorial days. So in 1820, an act made, as I said, Sunday the first day of the week. It will be observed as the Sabbath, holy day, or a day of rest. So there is that stipulation within that 1820 act, and it's a rest from all secular labor. It also stated there won't be any games, any sports, any play, no public assembly. It actually listed out the expectations of that Sabbath or first day of the week.
What groups were behind the push for these blue laws and why?
They were traditionally religious groups. So early on, it was mostly Presbyterian groups that were sort of trying to regulate behavior on the Sabbath, especially things like going out for Sunday travel or any pretty much anything fun or entertaining. And then later the Methodists get involved in it. In the early 20th century, the Women's Christian Temperance Union also starts chiming in on their expectations for Sunday. And then as movies become popular, Baptists begin chiming in. So.
And what was the deal with movies? Just it was
movies,
fun?
It was seen as a waste of a Sunday. So they were seeing that the enrollment or the attendance of younger people at church was dropping and that the attendance of younger people at movies was increasing. And so they put the two together and blamed films on the drop in Sunday church going by younger people. Plus, anything in a movie was seen as just inappropriate, no matter what the movie was.
Kind of going through, especially the 19th century into the early 20th century, what were people supposed to be doing if they weren't working in the fields or they weren't, you know, behind their store counters or out even on a Sunday drive? What were you supposed to be doing?
The expectation was that you would observe the Sabbath, and that changes depending on what faith you were. So most people would then go to a church service, and those lasted however long, again, depending on the type of faith. But then anything to do with religion. So if you wanted to go to a lecture, you could. It just had to be about faith and religion. So Bible studies and things of that nature, those were okay. Later on, as things begin to develop with the Sunday laws, the expectation was also that you simply rest, that you do not work. So anything that was deemed secular would be off limits. You couldn't do it. So those were the two things that were sort of expected for those Sundays.
I'm wondering about a nap. That would be considered secular or rest.
I know. I guess it depends on what you dream about.
What about having a tipple on Sundays, pouring a glass of something alcoholic?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So those laws, that alcohol prohibition, that got a lot of attention. Give us some other Sunday activities the blue laws tried to regulate as we go through the years.
So the attempted regulations went into things like social visits. So the expectation was that you would stay at home. Pleasure drives, not only in buggies, but later on as people start to buy cars. So those Sunday drivers that people see, that was not appreciated. So musical entertainment of any kind, secular lectures of any kind. In the 1880s and 1890s, you start to see complaints about military encampments, which would at that point probably be reunions, Civil War reunions. And so those were seen as not okay for a Sunday. Sunday baseball became a huge problem in the 1860s. There are letters in the archives of Michigan from places up north, and people are complaining that the teams just won't stop playing on Sunday. They still are meeting, and they write the governor asking for help. And of course, the governor is not going to really chime in on that. Even trains. Some towns want trains to not come through on Sundays. And then finally, newspapers. And, you know, when I was a kid, I remember the Sunday edition of the newspaper was enormous. It was fat. It had the comics. It had all the advertisements.
The magazine sections. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sunday newspapers were seen as a problem. And so all of those things there were attempts to regulate those on Sundays. A lot of them fell by the wayside, though, because what they realized was Sunday was actually a day that a lot of businesses got things done. A lot of shipping was actually done on Sundays. Taking Sunday out of a shipping rotation really sort of messed up supply for various businesses. So some of those laws, once people started really looking at them, these groups backed off of trying to regulate those. But the thing that really everybody sort of backed on was state and county fairs. That brought the Baptists, Presbyterians, and Methodists together. They all agreed state and county fairs on Sunday were an absolute no-no.
Interesting. Well, what about consequences? Were there legal punishments if Eaton County had a fair and it was on a Sunday? I'm just picking Eaton County randomly, nothing in history, but would there be legal consequences?
Legal, not so much. Early on in that 1820 Act, and then later on through the 19th century, the laws would indicate fines anywhere from $2 to $5, depending on what the issue is. So there were fines that were listed as possible consequences, but it was really difficult to regulate this, and it was really difficult to collect on any of that. So there were consequences listed on the books, but consequences in reality were sort of few and far between. That's why the baseball team could sort of ignore the requests
and keep
still play
playing.
Baseball.
These rules do seem stringent, but these blue laws were held to be constitutional?
They were. The morality laws for religious purposes were determined to be unconstitutional. So you can have Sunday laws, which are these blue laws. Those were deemed constitutional as long as they are secular in purpose. As you start to get these labor movements in the late 19th and early 20th century, and unions are attempting to shorten the work days, shorten the work week, these laws come in that allow Sunday to be a day off in terms of work. That was deemed constitutional because it is secular in nature. But the ones that were deemed religious in nature, those couldn't be upheld in court. And so as long as it was not a religiously based reason for closing, then you could do it.
What happened to these blue laws? And are any still on the books in our state?
Most of them just sort of died away. As I said, some of them were really hard to regulate. Some of them were hard to enforce. Individual businesses can now decide if they stay open or not on Sundays, but liquor sales were the ones that really sort of held on the longest. So the state of Michigan changed its liquor laws in 2010, allowing for early Sunday liquor sales. It used to be everything was closed on Sunday, and then it used to be things could open at noon. And then in terms of liquor sales, it was no liquor sales on Sunday and then liquor sales afternoon. And finally, a few years ago, they said, if you want to sell alcohol Sunday mornings, you can, but different counties can opt out of that. And so that is still left to local governments to determine if they want to do that.
The Michigan History Center's Rachel Clark. Thank you, Rachel, for giving us the lowdown on Michigan's blue laws.
Thank you very much.